Today's program is a favorite from 1998.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today my guest on Piano Jazz is Karen Allison. She's a young musician of many accomplishments. She's an elegant singer and pianist who could improvise on and interpret a vast range of songs, from ballads to the blues and everything in between. That's you, Karen.
I can't believe you're talking about me.
I'm talking about you, and I've experienced your singing on records and in person, and I've played for you, and I think you're wonderful.
Well, likewise, and I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Well, I'm glad you are. You know, something I've got to ask you, and I hope this doesn't sound rude. I've never heard of the name Karen.
Really?
I've never heard of anybody with that name.
Yeah.
And I always think that people think that I'm being uppity and I'm saying Karen when I mean Karen. And that, you know, I want everyone to know,
right,
it's not Karen.
No, this is the name I was given at my birth. It's a Danish or Swedish pronunciation of Karen, and it's spelled K-A-R-R-I-N. And I've had trouble with it all my life, but it's, you know, it's my name.
It's an unusual name, but knowing where it comes from kind of helps.
Mm-hmm.
Enough about the name. Now, you're originally from?
I'm originally from the Midwest, is what I say, because I've jumped around a little bit. I was born in Kansas. And
you mean not Kansas City?
Not Kansas City. Kansas City. I live in Kansas City, Missouri, for the time being, and make a base there. And I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and also spent some time in Berkeley, California in high school. And then I moved back to Omaha and was a piano performance major, classical piano performance major in college, and then to Minneapolis doing gigs and stuff like that, and then eventually to Kansas City.
It's interesting that you started out on piano, I guess,
mm-hmm,
classical piano,
mm-hmm,
but you still play.
Well,
because you're going to play today.
I'm going to try to play today. I'm going to try and keep up with you. I used to accompany myself all the time. I do a lot of solo piano vocal gigs, you know, 5 and 6 nights a week, and those are dues-paying things. And I still do.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know you know. And so I don't do those anymore. I'm pretty much standing up singing these days, and then a couple tunes a set, I'll sit down and play if I have, you know, my ideal band with me. But I still do a whole night's worth of piano playing myself on occasion with my guitarist and bassist or something like that.
Yeah, it's great because it adds something. I think people love it. If somebody that's standing up singing suddenly sits down and plays, I think that's a great...
I wouldn't trade that, you know, the ability that I have for the world, because it's, you know, as you know, playing the piano is just can be the best feeling in the world.
It can.
And, it can.
And I hope it's going to be today, because I'm really looking forward to doing a little accompanying and playing for you.
Well.
I would love to hear you sing a song. What's it going to be?
Well, why don't we do I've Got the World on a String?
Lovely song. That's a good one.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so.
You must have a pretty wild repertoire by this time of songs, haven't you? How do you learn songs, anyway?
That's a good question. I actually usually sit down at the piano and work on them a little bit. So that's definitely where the piano comes in handy.
Well, how do you, like, find something that you like by,
mm-hmm,
by going through the changes? Or do you ever hear somebody else's version of something? And
sure, I hear versions of either instrumental sometimes or vocal versions that I love, or many times, and I'm sure this happens to you, people will come up and say, have you ever considered doing this song? And then I'll say, well, I don't know it, but if you lay a tape on me or a piece of sheet music or whatever, and they do that very often, and many times they're pretty good tunes, so it's a nice suggestion. Many times
Or several times they're not. That's all right.
Well, you have to weed through them. I know I do too. But, well, you say you didn't really hear jazz until you were like a teenager. I mean, who did you hear? Did you hear singers that became your influences? Like, who did you listen to?
Right. When I first started performing, I did a lot of things like Carly Simon and Carole King and Joni Mitchell, Roberta Flack.
Oh, really? Was that still in school?
Yes. I would listen to them. That was very popular when I was a teenager. And, you know, so I would try them out at the piano. I've discovered fake books. And actually, my piano teacher way back when sort of stressed improvisation. It was under the Robert Pace method. And at that time...
Oh, yeah.
Was he English? Is he English?
No.
Oh, for some reason.
No, I went up there to his class one time.
Yeah. Do you remember that improvisational, you know, I mean, he used to get kids to try and improvise over real simple changes.
Yeah, well, that I think it worked in many cases.
And so that probably was my first experience with improvisation. Other than that, I was always never a very good reader, so I would get by
me both.
Improvisationally, you know. don't try that at home.
But it's interesting you listen to all those people, because I did too. In fact, I know we could do a Carole King songbook.
Oh,
I know
all those
tunes. And Joni Mitchell's a real, and she really loves jazz.
I
think all those people are probably a good basis. Roberta Flack for you, but then didn't people like Sarah Vaughan and Carmen come along into your life?
Oh yes, yeah, that was only the very first stage, and then my first actually vocal jazz influence was probably Nancy Wilson.
Oh yeah,
and then Dinah Washington. Then you know, moving on to Sarah, to Ella Fitzgerald, of course, and Carmen. I love Carmen McRae. And also really love this singer, Nancy King, these days. She's a great singer.
Oh, yeah, she's good, isn't she?
Yeah.
You know, talking about Sarah, you just reminded me that years ago she recorded a song of mine, which you were nice enough to listen to and perhaps sing. There'll be other times.
I would love to do that.
Would you do that?
Of course.
Hearing somebody really good sing a song that you wrote is like an experience like no other.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, me too.
All right. There'll be other times.
There'll be other times. Although for now we two must part, here in your care I leave my heart. There'll be other times. You and I will meet again. No one will share.
Now, other aspects of your burgeoning career, writing songs?
I don't do it as much as I should. There's that should word. But occasionally I write a tune and... would you like to do one of these tunes?
I would if it's not too hard, if I can get
it's
in it some way.
It's not difficult at all.
Okay.
It's a blues tune, basically. And
I can manage that.
Yeah. It's about two of my favorite things in life.
Oh?
Yeah, and you'll find out what they are.
Oh, all right. What's it called?
It's called Sweet Home Cookin' Man.
Man, oh man.
Personality, he ain't got such good looks. When I come home hungry, Lord, how my baby cooks. He's a chef of fine distinction, always cooks it up just right. Whether I come home in the morning, baby, or stumble in late at night, well, he might might be cooking lobster, or he might be fixing fish. Doesn't matter, darling, it's always the perfect dish. He's a culinary wonder, always cooks with the right spice.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.